And we're visiting with our co-op intern students here at the University of Kentucky Research Education Center in Princeton. We've talked many times, but just for purposes of this interview, what's your name?
My name is Payson Rogers.
Payson, tell me a little bit about what you've been doing here.
So I started interning the summer of 2023, and we've just done a variety of different things. We've done a few variety trials in the field with different plot studies, focusing on different seed variations and fertilizers. We do a bell grazing study, which we've been working on right now. And
so what are some of the different projects? You mentioned projects. What are some of the things you've been learning through this process?
Coming from like a farm-based background, I didn't really know why, like, I would do some of the things we did or why they happened. But working here on a research based place, I have been able to see the reasons behind this and why we do that, and just learn the different things that go into these farm things that we do.
Pretty neat. Harper mentioned you guys have done some fencing too. Tell us about what kind of projects have you worked on here.
So after the tornado, it cleared out the fencing, like the fences outside. So That summer we fenced 9 paddocks and put up offsets and electric wire. We did gates and trenches. So this was a big help for us learning how to do fencing, and that way the farm crew didn't have to do it.
Right. So you mentioned you grew up on, you had a farming background. So what's your farming background? What have you learned in here that helped you with your farming background?
So we were really just an animal like operation, like a cattle operation. Right. And then when I was 10, my dad got into row cropping. So being able to work here, I've learned about the different kinds. I don't really know.
Well, you probably learned a lot of different skills and things that from a different aspect, I'm sure, here, haven't you, Payson?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so see a different world. So what do you want to do when you get out, when you go to school, when you further your education after Caldwell County?
When I graduate, I want to attend Murray State University and major in ag business.
How do you think your time here at the research center will help you when you go there?
It's definitely opened up different ideas of what I might want to do. For instance, like seed sales, I've learned about different seed and how to network with different people. I've learned more of a research kind of base about it, so I can go into ag business, know a little bit more about that, and not just the front hand of it.
Who have you had a chance to work with while here?
I've worked with Dr. Chris Toitz, Dr. Edwin Ritchie, and Dr. Grove, and then Raul.
Dr.
Villanueva,
yes. Okay. Great folks to work with. You learned a lot from them, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, just to have a chance to visit with them and see what they do is pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. I've learned a lot from them.
You guys have a few events coming up. We talked with Harper about one earlier, the fencing school. What else is coming up here?
On March 20th in Edible, we have a drone sprayer class. This is just going to be a classroom-based learning experience with rules and regulations and laws of the ag drone.
And that's pretty big this day and time because the ag drones are getting more popular. A lot of people are using them out there. Are y'all using them? Have y'all tried one on the farm yet?
Yes, we have.
What about your farm at home? You tried one on the farm at home?
No, sir.
Is that something that may come into your farm?
Probably not.
Probably not. Well, obviously, but this is a great opportunity for folks to learn. And so if folks want to be a part of this, again, you might remind the dates, and people probably need to sign up early.
Yes, sir. And we also have a crop scouting clinic on May 15th. And we actually had some of our interns do it last year, and they competed in that. And they said they had a good time. So a group of students or a group of people can do that. It's a very hands-on learning experience and field training, and I've already mentioned it's great for interns.
Yeah, but obviously a good opportunity. So good luck to you and your future. And are you a senior this year? Is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Right. Officer, help me remember.
Sentinel.
Sentinel, that's right, that's right. I should know that, shouldn't I? We've talked several times. But good luck in the future, and hope you've learned some great things here at UK that will help you in your future at Murray State and there on.
Thank you so much.